Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What is this going to be?
Moneyline.
Oh! Are you kidding me? Humdiddly D!
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win seven games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Best hour of your day now officially underway with the start of Moneyline. And I got you. It's Donnie Wrightside here for the next hour on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. Topics abound. A big weekend ahead. And I first want to say also, happy Father's Day, since I won't be on the air Saturday or Sunday, to all the fathers out there. Hopefully you get everything you wish this weekend, which includes presents, good food, and good company as well. So we'll get that out of the way. Because why? The U.S. Open tradition typically is Sunday, Father's Day is when we crown a national champion of the golfing field. Now, for me, I do have one wager out there. Only one I placed so far. And that was a 50% odds boost on Bet365 to use for Bryson DeChambeau, a top 20 finish. So minus 105 price boosted up to, what was the boost? I think it gave me like an extra $48 on top. So $100 is going to pay back about $240-something, something in that range. So not too bad. And the reason I bring that up is why? Bryson DeChambeau, very, very good day today. As he shoots a 1-under par and now sits at -4 for the tournament, tied for third behind Patrick Cantlay, who has not teed off yet. Has he teed off yet? No, he has teed off. He's on the third hole right now. And Thomas Dietrich, who's 5-under par, 4-under already today, through 16 holes. I'm really enjoying this golf tournament because the course looks absolutely fantastic. But my goodness, I don't know how you would do this. You know, if you just have, like, tile floor, linoleum floor, just something flat in your kitchen. That's essentially what these guys are putting on. There are no breaks for those putts. You hit it, some of them roll damn near off the green. It's amazing to watch the U.S. Open. And this is why, along with the Masters just is fantastic. Because the golf course itself lends to scoring if you hit the ball in the right places. The greens are fast, the golf course is beautiful, and we know what to expect on a year-to-year basis. It's the same layout, it's the same landscape, obviously. Since COVID, we had that 1 year, I believe it was like October or November, but every other year, obviously, it's in the month of April, and it's beautiful, and we love to watch it. And it's sort of like a passing off of the torch from winter into spring. But the U.S. Open, for me, has always held a little special part of me, because why? It's the true test of golf. Sometimes you do enjoy the pain that you go out as a public golfer, that you experience on a day-to-day basis while playing a good golf course. You finally get to see a lot of the pros struggling out there as well, because par is the true test of golf, and that's what the USGA likes to put into the plan. Like, you're looking at a lot of guys, like Mr. Otto Black, he is in 156th place at a plus 17. Let's see if we have any names, because there's a lot of people that are plus 10 or higher in this tournament. But I'm just trying to find some. Harry Higgs, heard of that name before. Jake Knapp, heard of that before at a plus 12. But you have a lot of guys, where's that plus 10 range here? Bo Hostler, heard that name before. How about our good friend Phil Mickelson at a plus 9? And he hasn't even teed off yet for day number 2. We didn't expect much out of Phil going into it, but still, some of these names getting beat up. My guy Tommy Hoagie, plus 8. shot at plus three today. 75-73 on the tournament. Justin Thomas, plus seven. Even through one. He just started his round. He might be in double digits by the end of the day. But you look at the top of that leaderboard right now. Thomas Dietrich, Patrick Cantlay, Bryson DeChambeau, Ludvig Åberg. So 5-under for Dietrich, 5-under for Cantlay, 4-under for DeChambeau, 4-under for Ludvig Åberg. Rory McIlroy came out today as the leader overnight, or tied for the lead. Plus two today, shot a 72, he's minus three. If you're under, if you're even or under par, you got a great shot to win this thing. Tony Finau, 2-under par. Xander Schauffele, fresh off of a PGA championship. He's 1-under by shooting a 70 in round number one, even, and a 69 in day number two. This weekend is going to be fantastic to watch, but I'm in very good shape right now with Bryson DeChambeau. Oh, Donnie, should have taken him the win. I do have a small odds boost on the FanDuel Sportsbook for him to win. It's like a $10 wager, pays back $132. But you know me, I don't like to get down with those lottery tickets quite so much. I just want to put some money in my pocket, and it looks like I am going to be able to do that with Bryson DeChambeau. Does anybody else out there love the U.S. Open more than most tournaments? Because I love the Masters, I love the Open, and it might be equal for me. PGA is always a little bit down. Well, the PGA is starting to step it up because it used to be, for me, major season was over. Right? Because you had Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, PGA. And by the time the PGA came around, it's like, all right, we're used to it all. Because the first three tournaments are better. But the PGA is taking a step up. We'll see what the British Open has to offer. But again, it's interesting hours. It's played early mornings, which I don't mind now. Because with the hours that I hold on the morning show and the early line here, I'm already up and ready to go for that stuff. But the U.S. Open is in play. And by the way, we do have a tie now on the FanDuel Sportsbook for odds leader to win the U.S. Open. Bryson DeChambeau, plus 450. Rory McIlroy, plus 450. Actually, excuse me. Ludvig Åberg has now climbed into the equation at a plus 360 price. With Patrick Cantlay, who is still in a tie for the lead on the second hole, is now sitting at a 7-1 price. Xander Schauffele, 12-1. Thomas Dietrich, 16-1. As I'm watching, I believe right now Thomas Dietrich is on the green. Also, Tiger Watch for the people out there. And by the way, you can just see the pain in Tiger Woods' walk, to be honest. He just looks like a stiff individual out there on the golf course. Today, still sitting at plus four for the tournament. He's even through three holes. The projected cut line, which again, will change quite a bit this afternoon depending on how these guys play, right now is plus three. So if the tournament would be stopped right now, Tiger Woods at a plus four would not make the weekend. You know who's also struggling? How about this? Scottie Scheffler, tied for 80th, plus five in the tournament, plus four today after shooting a 74. He's not going to make the weekend. And he was a favorite yesterday, even being five, six shots off of the lead. And you could tell right away, though, to be honest. If you're out here watching this tournament like I am, he just doesn't look the same. And the standard that we hold Scottie Scheffler to is insane. Because it's win or go home, it appears for him, when that's not the case for many other players. And for him not to make the weekend, that would be a stunning occurrence. And I got to tell you, the first thing I was looking at on that leaderboard to bet was something to do with Scottie Scheffler. But his prices were so astronomical. Like, right? Because you said, well, Donnie, just use your 50% on him to win it. You know he's going to be there on Sunday. I was like, hey, you know what? That does make a little bit of sense. Maybe I would like to do that. We'll see. And I was like, you know what? We had Charlie Hulme on from the Smiley Show podcast right on the Sports Grid Network. He was really pumping up Bryson DeChambeau, liked him coming in, liked what he did in the previous two majors, dumbed it down to a top 20 as opposed to a top 10, top 5, or even winning it, just to get that plus money in my pocket with the 50% odds boost. That's the way I went about my business, and right now, it does look fantastic, because he's already off that golf course. I don't know how many players are going to go low today. Thomas Dietrich, who I believe, did he just bogey, I guess? Is in back minus three on the day, minus four under. I didn't see what he actually did, but it looks like I think he might have dropped the shot right there. But outside of Dietrich's four under, a three under on Billy Horschel, who shot 67 today, is not even par for the tournament. There's not a lot of guys going way under. I And that tells you how crazy this golf course certainly is going to be set up to play. But Tiger Woods, one shot right now off the projected cut line. We'll see if he can get there. A lot of hot topics to get to. We're going to cover that Major League Baseball card today, people. Don't you worry. NBA action tonight and also a Saturday night with NHL. And we'll take a look back at what happened last night between the Oilers and the Panthers. It's all going down right here on a beautiful Friday afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network.
Four out of five scientists agree it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. And we're pretty sure that one scientist is still a virgin. He just gives it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Learn something, people. A little bit of Major League Baseball. Full card today. We're going to dig into it. Take a look at some of these numbers that make some sense. Maybe a total for a game that makes a lot of sense, too. Some RBIs should be popping today. There's no doubt about it in my mind. By the way, some big Major League Baseball news, which, again, isn't quite so big because the player that we're dealing with used to be a superstar and has been absolutely abysmal this year. The Houston Astros released first baseman Jose Abreu, according to Jeff Passan. He is owed more than $30 million on a free agent deal he signed just last year. I mean, you want to talk about a guy, one of the single best, most feared hitters in Major League Baseball. And I remember when the Astros signed him. I was like, boy, that's a pretty good deal there. He could DH, he could play first base. That's a veteran bat in that lineup to a veteran cast. What could go wrong? Everything went wrong. Absolutely terrible. It's close to a 3-year, $60 million contract he signed. And he's been so brutal, like you can't even put him in the lineup, which is pure insanity. So he'll be released. I doubt anybody's going to pick him up. But I don't even know if there's actually waiver rules like in the NFL where if you claim him, you have to pay it, but it goes to the lowest bidder. I don't know who's going to claim a guy making that much money hitting roughly 150 or less. He's been absolutely brutal this year. And I guess it's just a microcosm of what's going along here with the Houston Astros. But we are going to break down that Major League Baseball card in just a few moments. There are good spots today. I do have some interesting statistics picked out from about the last 6 weeks that we can sort of chew on and almost like get that bullseye ready for tonight. Mixed bag this week, win some, lose some. It's the way it is. When you're dealing with plus money props, that's going to happen. It's very rare that you have a sweeping night. It's very rare that you're going to lose a lot of money because, again, when you have odds that are in your favor, plus 150, 200, plus 250, like I think I had a plus 250 last night with Vaughn of the Chicago White Sox. Those boost you. You can afford to lose a few more if you're playing those type of odds. Where you can't do that is when you're laying 130, 140, 150 and coming up lame on a night-to-night basis. You'll get hurt that way. So we should be able to dig in. But before we get there, NFL news. Trevor Lawrence. The Jaguars signed him to a 5-year, $275 million contract. $55 million per year. That moves him right to the front of the class. And if you're listening and you didn't hear this morning and you were at work, you're on your way home, or maybe out for lunch at this point, that's the price of the brick, and it goes up every single day. If you are a starting quarterback in the NFL that your team deems you are a franchise guy, that's what you're going to get. Now, the reason this news comes out now is if you just sign these players, if you identify, right, a player in your organization, we're just talking football here, that you feel you want there long term and you feel is going to be a great football player for your franchise, regardless, guys, of how it turns out. If that guy is identified, pay him as soon as you get a chance to extend his contract. It will save you millions of dollars per year in cap hits. Case in point, what we're looking at in the NFL right now. You might not like Jalen Hurts or the Philadelphia Eagles, but he signs for what, $51, $50 million a year? Oh, look at that, resetting the market. Now everybody now is signing to $55-plus million. So if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you got the last laugh. If you're signing your quarterbacks earlier than later, you are getting the last laugh. Same thing with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Oh, boy, look at that contract. He's no longer the highest paid now at this point. That contract now should be deemed a bargain. So what's going to take place now? Do you know what the more interesting one is? Because there's two quarterbacks out there you're looking at right now, right? The Miami Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa. He's expected to get a new contract, but technically he's not supposed to be the guy that's supposed to break the bell and be the highest paid player at any time in the NFL. But it looks like he can hold that franchise's feet to the fire. Now, when we talk about Trevor Lawrence, that we have upstanding, top shelf play, not necessarily, but they're expecting that down the line. And we're not looking at Trevor Lawrence as, oh no, he's too injury prone or too concussion prone, he can't play. That's the interesting part here with Tua Tagovailoa. I like Tua. I think he fits perfect in that Miami offense. There's a ton of weapons. If he takes the field this year, which again he will, hopefully he stays healthy, he should put up good numbers. And I don't want to say he's more of a product of the situation with the great play caller and great weapons around him. You don't want to disparage quarterbacks, because most of quarterbacks that are really good have great playmakers all built around them with great play callers. But are we looking at $55-plus million for Tua Tagovailoa? That's insanity. It seems like it, right? But that's the price. That really is the price. If there was one guy of the eligible quarterbacks that should be getting extensions that I would be a little bit leery on, not because of on-field play but injuries, it would be Tua Tagovailoa. Now let's bring up the other interesting quarterback in the room here, who has seemingly bet on himself at every turn and is winning hand over fist. Do you know who that is? It's Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys. Dak right now, the way Jerry Jones has handled his team, I give him a little bit of respect, because he's saying right now, I'm old. I don't know if this cast is going to win, but I'm going to hold their feet to the fire. We don't have any deal yet for CeeDee Lamb, when you know he's going to absolutely break the bank at wide receiver. We don't have any deal for Dak Prescott. And also, the key ingredient here is, like, CeeDee Lamb makes decent money from his rookie contract still, but it's nowhere the level or cap hit that Dak Prescott has. It's like $50 to $60 million. Like, if you sign Dak Prescott right now to a $55 million a year deal, it's not $55 million against the cap. It's structured to kick that can down the road. So Dak Prescott lets you say his cap hit is $55 million. If he re-signs for $55 million a year, that goes down to probably in the first year $15 or $16 million against the cap, which frees up so many other things where you can sign a guy to an extension like CeeDee Lamb. You can use that money for Michael Parsons, one of the better pass rushers in the NFL. But Jerry Jones is basically taking the stance going like, this team has not won a world championship. Why am I paying anybody on this team more than this year? And you know who that includes? That includes the coach himself and Mike McCarthy, who is a lame duck. Like, I don't know what Jerry, he's either a mad scientist and it's going to work, or he's the biggest buffoon in professional football to this day. Because all of those guys should be signed, restructured, so you can get into that 2024 season and kick some butt. And here we are saying, oh my goodness, is Dak Prescott going to make $60 million a year? When if you just would have signed him to a longer-term deal earlier this offseason or last year, you would have saved tens of millions of dollars in cap hits down the road. It's pretty astounding how this is playing out, isn't it? And boy, do you love talking. And guys, don't get me excited right now. It's June 14th. What, in 1 month? Teams in training camp for the NFL? Are you kidding me? Are you? Look, we're not even in the summer yet, and I can already see the leaves changing on the trees. It's how we get down at the Sports Grid Network, people. Keep it tuned right here. It's Major League Baseball next.
Just so you know, your wife.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get things popping in Major League Baseball on a Friday afternoon. We got a big weekend here. We'll get to a little bit of NHL talk, hopefully a little bit later in the show, as well as talk some NBA action tonight, because it could be a 4-0 series sweep for those Boston Celtics. A slight favorite tonight over the Dallas Mavericks. Got some thoughts on that game that will hit. But as always, let's take a look at that Major League Baseball card here. Now, there are some weather. Let's focus on the weather today and take a look. 2:20 start, which means it's probably just underway right now. Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Let me see here. Gibson. I may have missed out, by the way. Let me just take a look at what my guy Gibson's been doing. Let's see, where are you at, Gibson? Gibson since May the 1st. He's got a 93 XFIT minus. I thought maybe a decent look today would have been Ian Happ, but let me get the updated starting lineups. So technically, I didn't take anybody at this point right now in the afternoon. Again, only one afternoon game. That is the Cubs and the Cardinals. Yeah. And it looks like, yes, Happ is in that lineup. Did not take him here. And the lefties are where you want to get after Kyle Gibson. So if this game didn't start, he wanted to even get in live. Ian Happ today is not a bad play for an RBI on the Chicago Cubs. But let's take a look at weather conditions today. At Wrigley, 76 degrees, but a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing in. Great conditions. Not great because the wind's blowing in, but still hitting conditions. I mean, 10, 11 miles per hour is not gusts blowing in that keep a baseball in if you hit a rocket. So I wouldn't put too much stock into that wind blowing in there because, again, as we like to joke, you can score by getting singles and doubles and walks. So that also adds into the equation. New York and Boston, 75-degree temperatures, wind blowing out to dead center field at around 8 miles per hour. Some weather in the forecast on the East Coast, some thunderstorms here. Washington and Miami, that game is in the nation's capital, 85 degrees with wind blowing in from left at 7 miles per hour. Philadelphia Phillies and the Baltimore Orioles, similar conditions there because it is close to Washington, 80 degrees, but a wind blowing in of around 8 miles an hour from center field also. Cleveland and Toronto, if they do pop that roof open there, about 68 degrees, no rain in the forecast. So that'll be open, swirling winds probably there, so not much help. The Mets and the Padres tonight, 72, 73 degrees at first pitch around 7 o'clock. A wind blowing from right foul pole to left foul pole. Tampa Bay and Atlanta, now we start talking about Hotlanta, baby. 89-degree temperatures, wind blowing out to center field around 5 miles per hour. Minnesota, 76-degree temperatures up there in the Twin Cities, playing the Oakland Athletics. That wind is blowing in slightly at 3 miles per hour. Milwaukee, if they pop that roof open, about 66 degrees. Houston, they never pop that roof open, so it doesn't matter. Colorado tonight, 73 degrees, but a wind blowing in slightly, 5 to 6 miles an hour from left field. Arizona, that tin can will probably be closed tonight, so we won't look at that. Seattle, that's sort of dome, but there's no rain in the forecast. We'll have that open, 60 degrees, 8 mile an hour winds blowing out. Not a great hitter's ballpark. Chavez Ravine tonight for the Royals and the Dodgers, 72 degrees at first pitch and a 4 mile an hour wind blowing out. And then conditions there in San Francisco, just about the same every night. Between 58 to 62 degrees, wind blowing out the center field in double digit range. That's what you're getting tonight. All right. Let's get focused on some of the equations that we like and take a look at those pitchers that you want to fade and maybe some pitchers that you want to stay away. Now, typically you hear me say, like, since the start of the season or last 60 days, what we've actually done now is now we can sort of isolate. We have a lot of batting statistics on a lot of these players for the season. I don't care about that. For batting statistics, I like to use the last 30 days. Tell me what a pitcher, or excuse me, what a hitter has been doing, and I'll match it up with the pitcher over the past 30 days, but also take that extended look on the pitcher from 30 days, obviously all the way up for the season, and then also for the past 6 weeks. I like to use that because it gives you a pretty good look. 6-7 starts there, how hot you are. I don't give a damn what you did in the first part of April. That's obsolete right now. We don't care about that. You might have been dealing in April. You might have been terrible in April. It doesn't matter. If I look at your last 4 to 5 starts and you're dealing as opposed to, hey, man, first 2 games, you give up 7 earned runs apiece and your ERA is terrible and your xFIP minus doesn't make sense and it's like, hey, maybe he'll turn it around. Let's focus on the here and now. So if we look at the pitchers on the card today, 28 pitchers with a minimum of 10 innings over the past 6 weeks, which again dates back to about May the 1st. The best pitcher on the card, it's incredible. It's Chris Sale. Chris Sale is having an unbelievable season, and particularly as of late as well. An xFIP minus of 52. That is off the charts good. Tarek Skubal's on the mound tonight. A 60 xFIP minus. Absolutely filthy dominant this year. Kyle Bradish of Baltimore is at a 68 xFIP minus. And by the way, he's taking on Ranger Suarez of the Philadelphia Phillies, who's at a 77. Two of the best pitchers lining up tonight. But also, we got some guys dealing and some guys that are going to be fadeable. Let me tell you about these two pitchers matching up in one baseball game late tonight that you might just have to take a total to the over. We'll get after that and much, much more. It's Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission on a Friday afternoon, people, right here on the Sports Grid Network.
Get smarter.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Never too much, people. Come on now. Never too much baseball talk here on the Sports Grid Network. It's how we get down. It's how we try to feed our families this summer. I'm being a little facetious, but who loves it? We love it. I love it. And let's get after it. Told you a couple pitchers to watch out for. By the way, there are 16 pitchers on the card tonight that have a 100 xFIP or minus since May the 1st. Those pitchers, Sale, Scooble, Bradish, Reagans, Gausman, Suarez, Heel, Brown, Stone, Peralta, Gore, Heaney, Waldron, Gibson, Manaea, and Spence. Those are the guys that probably don't want to fade at this point, but there are pitchers. So 16 pitchers at 100 or below on the card today, xFIP minus, which means you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 pitchers above that xFIP threshold of 100. They're the guys we want to focus on. Now, if we're taking a look here at the bottom five pitchers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they are as follows. Hunter Green of the Cincinnati Reds at a 116 xFIP minus. Luis Ortiz at a 117, Spencer Howard at a 121, Ryan Nelson at a 124, and Tyler Anderson of LA, the Angels, that is. He's been on that card every single time you see his name pop up because why? Too many walks, not a lot of strikeouts, fly balls, you get the picture here. But we do have a pitching matchup. Now, granted, this might change, which could upset the apple cart tonight. Let me just see if we have an official. And it looks like we probably do now. Let me just see, because I believe Spencer Howard, it was shaky if he was going to start this game tonight. Let me just check one other website right now, because this could be key, and we'll have some fun with that tonight. You know me, I'm not really a big total player at this point. I still don't have it confirmed, but let me check Twitter. Let me check the Twitter machine right now. Spencer Howard tonight. Let's see. Giants pitcher Howard. Let's see what pops up here as I type it in the wrong spot. Giants pitcher Howard. All right. See if he is confirmed. Don't really have too much up there. Giants pitcher, Howard. Yeah, it doesn't list it officially, but on one odds board, I see Howard. If I check out the FanDuel Sportsbook itself, let me see if that has a TBD next to the name. Because if it does, it's not really much we can do on a guarantee, and it still says TBD. But let's just say today, right, it is Spencer Howard who's going to go on the mound today. That could be a big boon for us. Why? Because that gives us two of the bottom three pitchers on the card today, analytically, matching up against each other. That's usually a good sign for success. That line right now, minus 152 price to San Francisco, plus 128, plus 130, where you're shopping it as a dog there to LA, and the total listed at 8. I like that game, and I think there's a legitimate chance that we can get RBI props in that game and also just hunt down some of these totals itself. So let's just say it is Anderson versus Howard. Last 30 days for some batters in the lineup for the San Francisco Giants, a few of those guys absolutely off the charts. Ramos, left fielder, 30 at-bats against left-handed pitching over the past month, 667 ISO. What? Matt Chapman, right-handed batter, 273 ISO, 509 weighted on base percentage. Jorge Soler, ISO 217. Terrio Estrada, 227 ISO. There's some guys that can do some damage. And also, we're just looking at the totality of that lineup. Just keep on lining guys up against pitchers that throw fly balls, don't strike a lot of guys out, and walk too many guys. Typically, things wind up in your favor. Now, let's flip it over to the opposite side. And if it is Spencer Howard, and I hope it really is, he is terrible against right-handed batters, for one. So this lineup isn't all that great, but there's two guys in that lineup you probably won't want to miss on today. It's Taylor Ward, due up probably in the three-hole tonight, 250 ISO, 344 weighted on base percentage, and then you have Zach Neto in the eight-hole at a 281 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 373. But in totality tonight, like, it's one of the few games that I just have circled because I like a couple props on each side here for RBI, but I do like that total. And if it is Spencer Howard, once that gets confirmed, that 8 is a nice price for that game. I believe they score 9 runs, even though it is a true pitcher's ballpark there. So I wanted to bring that one up right out of the gate. So let's get back to some of these pitchers that were fading and trying to take a look at saying, you know what? This could be the right price. And instead of going like line by line, or should I say game by game in order, let's just get to the games that make sense. I already told you, 28 pitchers on the card today. Ryan Nelson of the Arizona Diamondbacks is 27th on my card today. 27th. So let's take a look at what that matchup means here. He cannot get out right-handed hitters. He's a right-handed pitcher. Typically, it's lefties. Now, granted, he's still average against lefties. It's not like he's dominating lefties by any stretch. Over the past 30 days, his ISO combined between lefties and righties is a 194. Weighted on base percentage, 379. It's actually down a little bit from the totality of the season, where he has 234 batters with a 208 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 388. Right in the middle of that lineup for the Chicago White Sox. And by the way, I told you guys, yesterday I thought the White Sox were going to win that game plus 150. Pitching change came in, dropped them to plus 100, but if you got it in early, you still got those good prices. On RBI, I had two RBI props last night. Vaughn, who was it? It was Vaughn and, was it Vaughn and DeJong last night I had maybe? I can't think of the second person, but Vaughn cashed in yesterday and hit for a nice plus 250 price. I believe DeJong, and I believe that's who it was yesterday, in that 250, 260 price range as well. So that didn't change once it was locked in. That was a great hit late night that did work out in my favor. But again, on this lineup today, against a struggling pitcher like Nelson, Luis Robert, a 522 ISO power number against right-handed pitching for the past month. Gavin Sheets, 185. Andrew Vaughn, 203. Paul DeJong, 328. So that middle of that lineup is pretty stacked up as we take a look. So I do think those four guys are opportunistic, but on my card that I wrote down, I put Robert, Vaughn, and DeJong as probably the best of the bunch, but I might have to include Gavin Sheets in there. So maybe even a team total could be in the forecast tonight if you're looking at the Chicago White Sox. Now, I just told you Ryan Nelson, 27th out of 28 pitchers on the card today. Let's take a look on the opposite side who's pitching for the Chicago White Sox. That's Chris Flexen today. And Chris Flexen out of 28 pitchers, dating back to May 1st, with his XFIP minus, is a 108. His ERA is a 5.03, Sierra number 5.26. He also should be able to get hit around tonight. The issue is going to be how many of these Arizona Diamondbacks hitters can take advantage of the situation. If we are looking on the season in totality, you should be taking a look at left-handed batters against Flexen. He struggled all the way through. In his past 40 batters, if you really want to isolate it, it's a 278 ISO and a 328 weighted on base percentage. There is power in there. And also, from the beginning part of the season for Flexen, he pitched much better against right-handed pitching than he's doing now. 173 batters on the season, guys. He's got a good ISO and a good weighted on base percentage against. But if we take a look at the last 30 days and the last 61 batters, that's an ISO of 185 and a weighted on base percentage of 348. Flexen is really hittable tonight. And if we're looking at the power positions, there's two guys that probably have to be on your card tonight. It's Corbin Carroll, and it's going to be Christian Walker. ISO power number for Carroll over the last 69 at-bats against righties, that's a 200. His weighted on base percentage is a 390. His K percentage, under 20%. Got to be on your card tonight. Christian Walker, right-handed hitter, 254 ISO and a 342 weighted on base percentage. He does have a slightly high K rate, but guys, you'll deal with that as a power hitter batting in the middle of that lineup. Driving some runs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys in the lineup tonight over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching for the Diamondbacks that have a good weighted on base percentage. So that game also, you might want to look at a total to the over, but some good isolated props in that one that makes some sense. Carroll Walker, Robert Vaughn and DeJong. Those guys should be there for you. Now also, coming up in the next segment, we'll continue with some of these more bottom-feeding pitchers, because again, there's a lot of pitchers out there with names you wouldn't anticipate that are pitching much, much better over the past 6 weeks than they did to start the season. So you want to get by that landmine, that minefield, right? It's like, hey, I'm going to fade Kyle Gibson today. Well, he's 93 XFIP minus with an ERA of 3.72, and I told you, I probably would have taken Hap today if I was paying more attention, but apparently I wasn't. But still some other guys that we're going to fade on this card. A lot of really good stuff to get to. The NBA is still on deck. More Major League Baseball is up. We'll update you on the U.S. Open, who's doing what. It's a Friday, and a big Friday. It's Father's Day Friday, right here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Donnie Wrightside. We'll continue the party right after these words.
We're the reason you...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here on a Friday afternoon, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159, watching a little U.S. Open action here on a glorious Friday here in the Northeast. To Cantlay -5, Oberg -5. These guys are torching it right now. Let's see what they can do in this round. Because Cantlay came in at that 5-under par. He's been even. But Oberg making a move here. DeChambeau tied for third at 4-under. A lot of good names on this card and a lot of fun golf that we're going to have over the weekend. Trying to project what that cut line is actually going to be. Let me see, because ESPN does shift it around. They're listing +3 right now. Let me hit the reset button. Still list as +3, but that's been known to change quite a bit. And the reason why I bring that up is you're looking at some pretty good golfers, including Scottie Scheffler sits at 5. I don't know if it's going to get a cut line. It's going to get to +5. And even if it does, is Scottie Scheffler in this type of golf course going to be able to make up 10 strokes on Saturday and Sunday? Never say never. We've seen him have big efforts and, you know, being able to go up flag pins and being one of the best, if not the best golfer in the world. I just don't know how that lines up. By the way, Tiger Woods down to +3 now. So he's right on the cut line. See if he can survive and make it through to this weekend. But other hot doings here across the landscape. Did you know the College World Series, guys, is now officially underway? Double elimination tournament. The North Carolina Tar Heels up 1-0 in the bottom of the second over their ACC rival, the Virginia Cavaliers. Also, Conor McGregor injured, won't fight in UFC card 303. So good luck if you bought plane tickets and, you know, you got a room out there and you bought tickets to the big event. Conor McGregor will not be at that event. So tough scene there. Says it's not all that serious and maybe we'll see him return back to fighting. Big events I like. So I would watch a Conor McGregor. I really would. But having said that, he's not going to fight. I won't be watching UFC 303 anymore at this point. But let's get back to Major League Baseball. Let's see if we can tee a few things up. See if we can make some money. See if things work in our favor. Just told you that Arizona Diamondbacks-Chicago White Sox game should be lively, as well as the Giants and the Anaheim Angels. So you got some stuff that you can watch later tonight, because that Angels-San Francisco game, East Coast, 10:15 start. Chicago White Sox-Arizona, East Coast start, 9:40 p.m. Eastern. So if we're taking a look at some of the other pitchers that we can maybe get down on, Luis Ortiz is popping up here on my list for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But if we look, here's the interesting part, right? Because here's where the eye test factors in to what the analytical numbers are telling us here. So if we go since the month of May, May 1st is what I have it listed, to right now, June 14th, let's say 6 weeks. Luis Ortiz is 25th on the card out of 28. Is it a ton of innings? Not necessarily. But he does have an ERA minus of 52, which is spectacular. But then if we take the xFIP minus, which is the expected fielding independent pitching, that number rises substantially to a 117. His ERA since May 1st is a 2.14. That's elite. But take a look at his xFIP, 4.64. Certainly not elite. You take a look at his Sierra number, 4.22. Certainly not elite. So something has to give. And these are sometimes when you look and say, all right, this game's going to be taking place in Colorado. Should be able to hit this pitcher that probably hasn't had a lot of innings, if any, in Colorado. But how do you actually break this down? Because if you're taking a look at some of those features that we like to see, hard hit percentage, I don't really look at that all that much. But this guy's got a 55%. So over half of people making contact, it's hard contact, which typically will get you in trouble. Is he a huge strikeout pitcher? Not necessarily. 22% over the past month. Does he walk a lot of guys? Lefties, he walks a little bit too many. But he's right around 8%, which isn't awful. But look at his xFIP and ISO numbers. If you go for the season, it's 0.88 with a weighted on base percentage of 262. If you take a look at the last 30 days, it's a 113 with a 284 weighted on base percentage, which is kind of odd because, again, these are the ones where you say to yourself, expected to happen or should have happened to Luis Ortiz is not a lot. Because what should have taken place should be much more than what he's showing right now. Because ISO and weighted on base percentage aren't really analytical numbers, right? They're telling you based on what just happened in the formula that goes into it. The xFIP numbers are saying expected to happen and just hasn't yet. So this is one of those where you're walking that tightrope because it could go both ways. He still could be dancing between the raindrops and come away with that 2.14 ERA, but granted, again, we're talking about pitching in Coors as opposed to a pitcher-friendly ballpark like PNC in Pittsburgh. So this is a tough game. If you were just looking at an RBI prop and say, I'm blind going in, Donnie. I need an RBI prop in Colorado. Who's it going to be? Ezekiel Tovar. It's got to be one of those guys on your card. But even for me, those games are tough. Knowing what the actual statistics are telling me and knowing what the fallout is. Now, on the opposite side tonight, guys, of that Rockies-Pirates game, it's Ryan Feltner on the mound, right-handed pitcher. On the season, he's got somewhat average numbers. 167 ISO, which again, it's not great by any means, but it's not awful. 348 weighted on base percentage, that's a little bit elevated. But let's fast forward into the last 30 days. 112 total batters he's faced. Now, of those, 52 have been from the right side. And hear me out on this. He's a right-handed pitcher. He's been dealing against righties, guys. A 104 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 283. But look at the left-handed numbers. Over the past month, 60 batters he's faced that were lefties, a 327 ISO and a 445 weighted on base percentage. He's got a 106 xFIP minus number, which is slightly elevated. And by the way, his ERA, 6.31. But the reason why it's dumbed down a little bit, as I like to say on the xFIP minus number, is it takes the place you pitch and the league average into play, which he pitches in Colorado. So some of those numbers will be deflected, but still not great numbers. One of the guys that has actually been cashing tickets for me has been O'Neill Cruz. Left-handed batter is where you want to face. Now, I'm looking at the lineup we anticipate tonight. Brian Reynolds is a good number here. O'Neill Cruz is a good number here. Rowdy Tellez might be on your card. Jack Sawinski could be on your card tonight. So maybe looking from a team total perspective of the Pittsburgh Pirates, but if you're isolating a couple of those guys, they make some sense. Like Cruz is too. Cruz and Sawinski definitely should be on your card. Those two left-handed batters. High ISO numbers. The other guys above average, Reynolds the switch hitter, Rowdy Tellez, they could be there. But some fun. See how we're breaking this down? Taking those 30 days, taking those seasonal averages, taking those xFIP numbers from the start of May, because who cares what you did in early April? Fine-tuning with a comb, people. That's what we're doing on a Friday, trying to win some of that money. Let's talk a little NBA action next and close it down in style right here on a Friday.
Giving you sports, giving
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday afternoon, people. Can you feel it? You are that much closer to a weekend and a Father's Day weekend out there once again. Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. Tiger Woods here, as I'm watching on the tee, is a father. Plus four, must have bogeyed the last hole, but hit a great shot on a par three right here, so a chance of birdie to get that back shortly. Cardinals and the Cubs right now, bottom of the second inning, two outs. Nobody has scored yet. One runner on. We do have NBA Finals game number four, and this is going to be a shame because we have NHL game number four tomorrow night up in Edmonton. Both of these series, the home team looking to get closed out on their home court and not even have a single victory to show for it here in this round. Tough scene, man. So by the time we get to Sunday, we might be done with two professional sports that we were hoping to get exciting challenges here in the finals that we're not going to get. That's a tough scene. Now, if we are looking overall across all fields here in the NBA, prevailing line looks like it's, let's just say, minus one for the Boston Celtics. There's some 1.5 for the Celtics. DraftKings, I'm showing DraftKings and Bet365, the Dallas Mavericks, favorites here. The Boston Celtics, a heavy favorite. 76% of the tickets right now I'm showing coming in on the Boston Celtics. And why not? Why not at this point? By the way, before we get out of here on a Father's Day weekend, let's hit the phone lines here quickly. 844-843-6879. It's the X-Man calling in from Virginia, ready to hand out gifts for fathers, mothers, and everybody alike this weekend. What's up, X-Man?
It's for the people. It's for all the fathers.
Yes.
It's for all the great ones.
Yes.
We go with feel the it. Chicago what do we got? Sky. The Chicago Sky on the money line. The Houston Astros on the money line.
Whoa.
Kyrie to get 25 and Jaylen Brown to get 25.
Wow.
10-1.
10-1. So we got the Sky, the Astros, Kyrie, and Jaylen Brown. Match them up, put them together, swirl it around, and get that plus money. See that? For all the fathers out there. Winning tickets this weekend, enjoying your family life and your children alike, and away we go. You might even be a dog father out there, or a cat father, or a bird father. We're all fathers in this business out here. Taking care of the people we need to take care of, and X-Man just did that. 10-1 out here. I can agree. Let's get after it and have some fun. Now, Celtics-Mavericks tonight. I don't think we get a Game 5. Am I rooting for it? Yes. Am I betting against it? Absolutely. I do think the Boston Celtics will wrap it up tonight, but there's such an interesting dichotomy tonight when you take a look at, and I like where X-Man's coming from, because I do think you need a piece of either Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown tonight. Those two guys with a win are the focal point of the MVP for the series, which a heavy favorite right now is on Jaylen Brown, and the statistics are comparable over the past three games. Game number four is going to decide this, which is why when I was on the early line this morning talking up Tatum at a plus 140 price to get over 30 points tonight, Tatum to win the MVP at a plus 240 or plus 250 price as it's popping up on the FanDuel Sportsbook. This is coming right down to the wire, man. These two guys, like, forget about winning the championship. They're going toe-to-toe on the same team to see who's going to get that hardware. That might be more interesting than the actual game itself, because I was joking this morning, like, hey, man, Jaylen Brown goes for a layup. Like, you might find out of nowhere Jason Tatum blocked that layup. Like, no. No, the points should be mine tonight. I want this. I need this hardware. This is my MVP at this point. So I'm enthralled. I really am. There's a couple things I do think happen tonight. I think the Celtics do win. I think the game stays under the total of 211.5. But also at the same time, superstars like to fall on their sword sometimes on the court and say, look, if we're going to lose, it's going to be because of me and not because I wasn't assertive. I expect Luka Doncic to have a big night. His number, that prop's been around that 31 price all series long, first three games. It's now 32.5 because we're expecting a big performance out of Luka Doncic, no doubt about it. You are expecting a big performance out of Kyrie Irving. I'm expecting big performances out of both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum because that hardware is on the line. So that's my expectation for tonight at 8:30. And by what, 11:30? We're going to have an NBA champion, or we're going to have games that we can watch next week. So you do the math on that one. I would like to see another NBA game. I just would. I would like to see another NHL game. And come on, Leon Draisaitl, wake up. Zach Hyman, Edmonton, wake up. Win a game. Or if you're not going to win a game, at least cash me a ticket, man. I did have 2 points last night, by the way, for Connor McDavid in my parlay, but it ended up cashing it in because my guy Verhage came up lame yesterday when I just should have went with the hits out there. Just the way it is, just the way it falls. But that's another week in the books here on the Sports Grid Network for your favorite show, Moneyline. I enjoy doing it. It's Father's Day weekend. It's nice weather up here. Hope everybody else does the same. For Chris Pavona behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside right here. That'll do it for another edition of Moneyline, but don't worry about it. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you back right here on Monday.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.